Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Everyone, and welcome again to the Seasons of Purpose Radio broadcast. Yes, we are Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We give God praise for another opportunity for us to come together and share in His all-powerful, all-sustaining Word. God is good, and He's good all the time. Welcome to February. Happy February to everyone in our listening audience. We give God praise for you. We don't take it for granted that you take out your time on Monday nights to tune in and help us to bring forth and study the Word of God together. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Tonight we have a word in the house from none other than Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. He's going to share with us from a title of Too Close to Turn Around. Too Close to Turn Around, praise God. And so we are excited about the word that God has placed on the inside of him. But before we get to the study of God's word, we always like to usher in the presence of the Lord and recognize and reverence him with a song of praise. And so we ask time to listen in as we share with you the awesomeness of our God from Pastor Charles Jenkins. Then we will go to the throne of grace in prayer, and the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Whitehurst coming to share, as I stated earlier, a word titled Too Close to Turn Around. Here we have Pastor Charles Jenkins. Listen and be blessed.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, You're in all of his grace. You're in all of his goodness. You're in all of his mercy. You're in all of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole
giver
world.
Of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God.
Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. The Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say, he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy. He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
He's great.
the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God is.
My God is all.
Heals me when I'm
broken.
Hallelujah. Yes, oh my God. Yes, Lord. You are such a mighty, great, awesome, faithful, wonderful, holy, glorious God. Oh, yes, you are, Father, and we give you the praise. Actually, Webster has not created a word to describe the greatness of our God. Thank you, Father. I'm going to ask if you all would just bow your heads with me tonight as we go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. First of all, we want you to know that we love you, Lord. We love you, and we thank you so much for loving us, Father. You are indeed a wonderful and great and mighty God. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, for this time as we've come together once again to take time and study in your word. Now, Lord God, we pray that you just anoint the man of God afresh, Lord God, none of him but all of you, to be able to bring forth your word with understanding, with clarity, with boldness, with anointing, Lord God. We give you all the praise. We ask, Lord, that you prepare the hearts of those within our listening audience, that they have an ear and heart to hear, Heavenly Father, what thus saith the Lord. And we will be certain, Lord, oh yes, we will, to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And we ask these things in the name that's above all names. That's the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. We praise God for his word. Amen. Thank God for the woman of God tonight, Pastor Compton. Thank God for her. And blessing God and protect you for your many, many blessings, Lord. And thank God for what you're about to do and what you already done in our life. You know, amen. We get honor glory to God for this night, for such a time as this to be able to get into his word, share with his people, Lord. Be there. Thank you for the opportunity to do so, Lord, at this time. Amen.
Amen.
You want to share the word tonight. Going to try to break bread with you on tonight. Amen. Get some of that spiritual word, spiritual nourishment on tonight for our mind, body, and spirit, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to give us a set mind and body to continue on the journey from day to day. And let's start today with the word of God. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity to share your word. The title for tonight is Too Close to Turn Around. Too close to turn around. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we are content that gratitude of our attitude is the way. Amen. It's the way. Sometimes the key to seeing what God is up to, to knowing what God means, his word, and to know what's in his spirit he has for us. And I dare to walk in life in Christ Jesus, amen. For we walk by faith and not by sight, amen. So we walk in the spirit of God and feel his spirit and not of self, amen. But we want to trust in God's word and to obey his word, to learn and study about his promises, amen, and be obedient to that, amen, to his word. And sometimes even from day-to-day life, it calls us to, it calls some trouble sometimes because depending, each of individual life is different. In our life that we go, our life, our memories, our life moments, amen, our life circumstances, and our life situation is different from day to day. And I also look at it in a different view of perspective from time to time because it's not the same as everyone else. Mine is different from yours, yours is different from mine. But either way, we see it through the things of life that God has given to us. In our Christian walk, we walk from day to day, amen. And we ask God for a healthy guidance and direction to trust in him, to be obedient to his word. Amen. And here's a brother that you heard before. I know you heard the true story before that I would share some of that. I'm not going to go in full detail, but this person I'm about to say to you is known throughout the book of faith, throughout the word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, he is known and talked about from time to time, from year to year, and even from century to century. He's been known of a person of faith to the glory of God. And his name is Job. Amen. His name is Job. Job, well known. Job is famous for his life he stands for the things of God. And Job was a person somewhat like you and I. He lived on this earth, lived at such a time that he was famous. He was a man of stature, a man of that honored his community, a man of faith, amen, a man of family, man, had a wife, had family, had livestock. He had a rep of different things he had from day to day, amen. And he was a man of faith. But Job found himself at a crossroad in his life, amen. And some of that I will share with you on today. Job and his walk in life and things of God, amen. Job was a man indeed. His blessings and his faithfulness were truly stretched to the limit, amen. And you know the story of Job about some of the things that he went through, amen. And I mean, it was very deep things he went through. Loss of his family, loss of his livestock, loss of his children, loss of his, even to a point, his wife, loss of his health. So Job, he went through some time like never before in his life. Time after time, these things were coming upon Job. Amen? And it was coming swiftly. It was one after another, losing different things in his life going on. And he found himself in a challenging situation. Job learned he still learned to trust in God through it all. You know, different things was going on in his life, for his family and so forth, and for his health and so forth. He learned to hold on to his faith in God. Amen? He learned to trust in God through it all. He learned to trust in Yahweh. He learned to trust in Jehovah. He learned to trust in Elohim. He learned to trust in God and trust in who he is in his life. When he had something, he didn't have anything. He still learned to buck down and trust in God all the way through and through. Amen? The different difficulties in life, profound thing happening in life, he still learned to trust in Yahweh, trust in Almighty God. Amen? And we're going to share some of that tonight, some of Job's response. But Job, he was still grateful to God to be alive and delivered. You know, he was going through different thoughts and turns. He was still grateful in his life. And he showed that from time to time. He said, you know, Job, God may slay me, that I'm still going to trust him. Amen? And some of this in Job chapter 1, verse 13 to 22, and to give you a summary here, Job was very understanding his situation about what was going on in his life. He's still thankful to God. You know, his situation, and sometimes it may be painful at times, you know, and different things happened back to back in Job's life, you know. And Job had to rethink things and what was going on in the good time and the bad time, but he still trusts God. He acknowledged God. He trusts God in the good time and bad time of his life. And God kept him in the soundness of mind, body, and spirit. When things was at worst, he still trusts in Yahweh. He's trusting God. When he lost everything, he trusts in God. Amen. And so tell you about what you got, about what you about your faith that keep you going, keep you steadfast, keep your sound mind, you know, through those turbulent times in our life, amen. He kept his worship before God, amen. Throughout those tough situations he was involved with, he kept his mind sound with God. You know, he had some pretty high grief of life going on in Job's life, amen. And he learned to trust in Yahweh from day to day. His gratitude for the things of God did not change. But, you know, he didn't put understanding at that time, but he still trusted in God and trusting in God ever present in his life, amen. It didn't ease his situation at the time, but he still had firm belief and had faith in God. Our feeling can change, but no, feelings are feelings. But our faith should grow in the things of God. Our faith from season to season, during his season of loss, he kept his faith, amen, kept his integrity just God, I mean, Yahweh, and there were except everything in the Word of God. You read about different chapters of Job, but you know, but he didn't fully understand what was happening, you know, and he kind of questioned God about some things, you know, because he didn't fully understand what was happening, because he served God, he obeyed God, he found, he prayed to God, you know, pray for his family, pray for his children, ask God to forgive him for anything they might have done wrong from time to time in their life, his family, so he stood in the gap for his family, for his children. But those things still came upon Job regardless. At the end of due sometimes, try to shake our faith. Even Peter had a time of shaking it. When the enemy trying to, Jesus told the enemy, seeking to shake your faith, but I pray to you that your faith, you know, fail you not. Sometimes we need prayer for our brothers and sisters. Pray for us to keep our faith strong in the things of God. That our faith will not shaken. It might be shaken, but it shouldn't fall apart. Amen. You might have shaken faith. Amen. Sometimes you might have a weak faith. Sometimes you might have a little faith. But our faith should be intact. The divine faith of God should be strong to be intact to run the storm of life. Amen. But a divine faith of God is great faith for people may have. Amen. And strong faith you may have from time to time. But it's that faith in God to keep us moving, keep us strong, and keep us in the soundness of mind, body, and spirit. And Job finds himself in a situation, in a crossroad that he had to trust God, bunk down, trust God, because God was his anchor. God was his strength in the middle of the storm he was in. You know, the Word said that, in his favor is life, and God's favor is life, and that reason may endure for a night. But joy, thank God for that joy that coming in the morning. Joy in our salvation, joy in our soundness of mind, joy in our spirit of peace of mind, joy in our spirit of the God give us strength to complete the journey, amen. And Paul had the strength to complete the journey, you know, he talked to and fro. Paul, you got to understand that a different thing was going on. He's a countryman. Amen. His own Jewish people tried to take his life. The other time they had put him down in a basket, lowered down in the room, lowered down to protect his life, lowered down to the ground. The time he had a shipwreck and so forth, and shipwreck and almost lost his life, but God's spirit, God protected him and the crew. At that same time, the ship broke all apart, and Paul out there in the middle of the storm of the sea, and still cold and shaking, and still serving God throughout the midst of it all. Sometimes faith gets shaken, but not stirred, somebody to say, but actually faith gets shaken sometimes. And we put it in a situation that we ask God, you trust God throughout. David finds himself at a crossroads, and he was in a cave. So Elijah was in a cave. God, Elijah, what are you doing here? You have a mighty victory. What are you doing in this cave, man? What's up there? What's going on in David's cave? Amen. Then before we had different caves, man caves today, there was a man cave, though. That was a true cave at that time that he was inside of, and he was hiding for the enemy. But David was inside the cave, and Saul was trying to take his life, amen. But he trusted God. God gave him a mighty victory over that, and over Saul, amen. He became a great king of Israel, David did, amen. But get back on the point here, amen. Praise God. But Job was going through a trial and testing like never before, amen. Never before. And sometimes we go through that sometimes. But Job was a man of prayer. Amen. Job was a man of prayer. Job also a man that learned, had enduring faith, praise God, in God. We thank God that God gives enduring faith to sustain the journey, to sustain what we're going through, to sustain our situation, to sustain our life. God gives that faith to continue on and go stronger in that. And his mercy is great. Sometimes his mercy, that enduring mercy God has for us as well. And keep us strong, and he enduring love over it. Thank God for that love of God, the agape love of God, to keep us, and particularly the unconditional love of God. The greatest of deed, the hope, faith, the hope and love, the greatest in love. We thank God for his love on tonight, amen. That love that keeps us in love, that gather love, that regular, that love that never ends. It's everlasting love. It's the agape love of God, amen. We thank God for that, that his first love me, when I was, sinner. Christ died for me. He died for you. He died for us. And we knew not God. But we thank God for his grace, his grace on today. Amen. The dispensation of God's grace to keep him, God protect us, to bring us onto salvation in Christ Jesus. Amen. But Job finds himself in a situation that he had to learn how to trust in God through it all, through what he was going through. Job learned to trust God in the midst of all the storm that he was going through. Amen. And we learn to trust God as well. And because there's going to become season of sorrow. Amen. There's going to come season of turmoil. It's because Jesus said, lo, we be in the world. We're going to have trial and tribulation. You know, say, be a good cheer. I have overcome those things that you might be an overcomer too in me. Amen. So Job was letting us know that he trusts in God. And any hardship we have in life, and you still trust in God, and God will bring you out. God will bring you, make you stronger than ever before. And you learn to stay with Him. Amen. Stay with the fan of God. Stay with the fan of God. Stay with the Word of God. Amen. Stay with His Spirit that will lead and guide you out of that wilderness time and put you into something greater than you can ever imagine. Amen. But we thank God for the opportunity to have an introduction there. It was about Job and what he was going through, some of the things he was going through. Too close to turn around. Amen. He learned by God. He trusted in God. Amen. And for today, I'd like to share with you a text for the day in Romans. Romans chapter 8. You're going to go to 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's go to verse 35. Too close to turn around.
Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
Yes.
And I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
Yes, my God.
Shall tribulation?
No.
Or distress?
No.
Or persecution?
No.
Or famine?
No.
Or nakedness?
No.
Or peril?
No.
Or sword? As it is written, for that thy sake, we are killed all the day long.
All the day long, baby.
We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter.
Oh, my God.
Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Through him that loved us.
My God.
For I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. Amen. Thank God for that powerful word. Amen. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. Praise God. Be steadfast and unmovable, praise God. Amen. Job was steadfast in his faith. Amen. He was very steadfast in his faith.
Amen.
And we thank God for that because it's a lesson for us to learn that the love of Christ keeps us in God and direct us. And God says nothing can separate us from that love of Christ in us. Amen. No matter what you're going through, it may be better. It may be better for a moment. Pray to get better. But it may be better for a moment going through what you're going through. But God, he never leaves you, never forsake you. He's going to be right there with you. Amen. He's going to take you through that. He's going to bring you out of that in Jesus' name. He got an expiration date. He can't stand there too long. God said, we've made a door for a night. Never last for so long. But joy come in the morning. Joy come in the morning. Amen. Saying that joy is in Christ Jesus. Amen. He paid the price for you and for I. Pick up the King James Version of Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Verse 35 to 39. Don't be discouraged. Amen. Don't let the haters block your blessing or your dreams. Don't let the hatred block your blessing or your dream because they're out here. Don't let them block your plan of life, your plan that God has given to you and the blessing God has given, your benefit God has given to you because I call it GBS, God benefit of sonship. You're entitled to that. Your benefit of the word of God. Your blessing, your benefit to Jesus Christ, you are a benefit as a child of the Most High God. Amen? You have a relationship with Christ. You have a relationship with God. No one can take no benefit from you. Can take no blessing from you. If the enemy tries to, he cannot take that from you. Amen? But watch out for the true fakers of your faith. The true fakers of your faith. They might talk a good game, but they ain't for your good. You know, it sounds good, talk good, look good. Sometimes someone might even smell good, but they're not for you. Because He look upon the heart. So give you spiritual discernment. You look upon the heart and know those that labor among you. Look upon the heart because the Spirit of God bears witness to the truth. His Spirit bears witness to the truth because His Spirit lies in us. For greatly He that sent me than he that's in the world. Amen. For greater is Christ in me, his Holy Spirit is in me, abide in me, than he that's in the world. Amen. Greater is that, because it's from a Holy Spirit. It's divine. It's of God. Amen. It's a Holy Spirit. Amen. It's not of man, but it's of God Almighty. It's a comforter. Amen. Amen. It's a guidance for you. Amen. And it guides and directs your path. You pay attention to it, listen to it. And you can speak to it in the morning time. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Morning, afternoon, and night. Wherever it is, let it come into it. Just talk to it. Let it know, understand the presence of God in your life. And have a relationship with him. It's an every day. Amen. And we thank God for that. But understand what's going on in your life. Don't let no one block your divine purpose you have that God has for your life. Amen. God got a divine purpose for you, and he also has a divine destiny for you. Amen. He got a destiny plan for your life to do for greater. Amen. Job had some fake friends. Amen. You read Job, he had some fake friends that weren't no good, weren't any good for him. Amen. You got to know who all the fakers are and leave alone, stay away from it. You know, not for your good. Don't let it keep tagging around, hanging around. Amen. And try to take the air out of yourself. You don't want that to happen. Try to sabotage, do all kind of crazy stuff. But those parts that's not for your good, you know, try to stay away from them. Some people you have to, in ministry, some people you have to love, take care of, and pray to God, do a change in their life, do a transformation in their life, because that's what the power of God does, do a transformation in you, and you open your heart up to that, amen? And you see Christ, your Lord and Savior, is you a new creation in Christ Jesus, amen? The old thing has passed away, you become a new Christian in Christ. Old things have passed away. You are a new man, a woman in the things of God. Amen. So you are transforming inside out by the power of Almighty God. Amen. Those are the ones you want to encourage. You want to be with in fellowship and love, and joy. You come together and grow in faith, grow in your salvation in the things of God. But those that go contrary, you got to be careful about that. Amen. The Lord said, try the Spirit of God. Those that are around you. But after that, Job learned to do it. Make sure you have divine understanding of what's going on, divine discernment that God will give it to you, give you wisdom, not about those things that you need to let go in your life, those strongholds that you need to be delivered out of. God got the power to do that. Amen? Okay. Number one, we are too close. To turn around. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, we are too close to turn around. Pertaining to things of God, different things pertaining to allow tribulation to separate from the things of God, from the love of God. God says nothing can do that. So we got to be careful not allow that to take place, different things, life circumstances, and other things. I know sometimes it might be difficult, yeah, but God, he understands that. Jesus, he went through a lot for us. Amen. He understands those hardships. He understands those suffering. He understands that because he's been through that. You read in the Word of God, Old Testament, New Testament, Isaiah chapter 53, chapter 54, 55. He suffered for us. He suffered and died for us. You can't do what Jesus did. You can't take the cup he drank from. He told his disciples, they couldn't drink from the cup he was baptized and drink from the cup he was drinking from. And doing the thing he did, he was the only Lamb of God, the suffering servant they called him. He was the only true Lamb of God. He was down for the mission of our sin. He paid the price for all that. He's our mediator. He's our high priest. Amen. He's our good shepherd. He's the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. He's all that and more. So no one can do what Christ did. Amen. He bled for the mission of our sin. His blood. He's our redemption. Amen. Our redeemer, praise God. He's our redeemer of our soul, our salvation. But learn what Christ let people know. He said that we're going to have tribulation. He said, be a good cheer. I overcome those things. You shall overcome it as well. Amen. And Romans said that. Romans tells us that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Not of yourself, but in Christ Jesus. He paid the price for it. He's our source. He's our strength. We are more than conquerors in him. No matter what we do, we are more than conquerors in him. So so we can trust God that he are more than conqueror. And what we do, according to Romans 8:37, we read that before, we are more than conqueror. Number two, we are too close to turn around. Seeing what Jesus done for us, seeing what Jesus done for us, don't be delayed by what the enemy tried to do. Don't be distressed by the distress that he tried to do in our life. He tried to distress us. He tried to distract us. He tried to kill, steal, and destroy. Yes, he tried to do what he tried to do. But God says we are more than overcomers in him. Amen. We are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus, according to John 16:33, according to 1 John 4:4, according to 1 John 5:5. Okay, you can say that later on. According to John 10:28-38, the word of God is true by itself. It's a living word. It's a powerful word. Amen. It's a mighty word, praise God. The word of God, we need it daily in our life. You need to sell it. You need to obey it. You need to walk in it. You need to abide in it, that Christ may abide in us. So we need to get to that word. We need to activate that faith in us that can do what God, that divine faith, that can do what God wants to do and perform it in our life. Amen. We need to stand on that word and trust in that word and to obey that word of God. Amen. Number three, we are too close to receiving to be frustrated, to be deterred by the enemy. Amen. In persecution and what he tried to do to stumble us up, to trip us up. Be mindful of the strategy of the enemy, God said. Be mindful of those strategies of the enemy. He was in the Garden of Eden, still here today. Some of those different strategies of the enemy. It's not nothing new, but he still got strategy trying to trip up the child, the people of God. But be mindful of those things. Amen. Don't be in certain strongholds. You know, don't fall into temptation. They're out there, but you don't have to yield to them. God got an escape plan for that. You fight and obey. He got escape plan for those temptations. Amen. And you fight and obey, you can escape out of it. Amen. Unharmed. If you obey the plan, the word of God, he got a plan for that. Amen. And we thank God for that. But learn to utilize it. It may be beneficial in your life. Amen. Nothing shall be able to separate you from the love of God, from the love of Christ. Amen. Nothing. Nothing, nothing. Amen. So you got to understand that. You got to believe that. You got to follow through with that. Amen. That is your strength in the things of God and not to fall asleep or fall slumber to it, be after God. You got to keep on the whole armor of God, the whole arm, the full armor of God from head to toe. Keep it going. Keep it going strong. It's a strong armor. It's a divine armor. Cannot be defeated. Well, you got to keep it on. God said, put on the armor of God. And he said, take it off. So you put it on, you keep it on. It's divine armor. It can withstand the things of the enemy. It can defeat the enemy with the armor of God. It gave you many, the wife spoke up before, some weapon of warfare. It gave you many tools to use. And that armor got a lot of tools itself to defeat the things of the enemy. Amen. And you utilize it correctly. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Number four. Too close to turn around. Too close to turn around. God gave a land of planting, and also God gave a land of planting. Okay, we shouldn't falter. Sometimes maybe a familiar land of the word of God in our hearts and our mind and spirit. But God lets you know that you love that word, still that word, apply that word, and let it activate in your life by your faith and your obedience to him. It can produce a mighty great harvest like never before in your family life, in your business, in your marketplace, where your profession is, your career is. God can produce a mighty supernatural harvest in your life. You learn to trust in his word, to obey his word, from Genesis to Revelation, to obey the word of God. It can bring forth a lot of good things in you, a lot of good things in what you're doing, what you work on. But God cares about that. He cares about you, about what's going on, your welfare, your being, your abundance, Lord. Jesus said, I can't even have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. In different aspects of your life, you learn to trust and stand upon the word of God. You're too close to turn around. You're too close to your faith. You're too close to what God wants for you to have. Amen? What God wants for you to do, your plan of life, the vision, the anointing he has upon you, the matter what he has for us to do. Amen? Don't falter. But learn to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things of life, all these things that you desire, God said he gives you the desire of your heart in Psalms. So all these things you desire, not all you want, things you desire for life, he gives those things to you, but you trust into his word and obeying his word. Amen. And all these things should be added unto you, according to Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. God can give us. God said he wanted to give that to you. He's not trying to keep it to himself. He will give it to his people. He will give it to you, the child of the Most High God. He wants you to understand that, what you're going on, what's going through. He wants you to have the good things of life, the good land, the good riches, the ownership. He wants you to have those things that for you and your family. He wants you to have those things. It wasn't just for Abraham. It was for you too as well. As a child of the Most High God, you part of that seed. Amen. Seed of Abraham. The promises of God. This is who we are. But you want to need to seek him and to obey him, to study his word, and you get fed on the things of God. Amen. Each and every day, walk by faith and not by sight. Increase your faith on tonight. Amen. Number five, we are too close to victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. We're too close to victory. Amen. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. It's yours. Amen. Today. Victory today is yours. Amen. According to the things of God. Victory over your finances. Amen. Victory over your debt. Victory over who you are in life. Over deliverance. Amen. Victory over your business. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be successful in business. Victory over your career, your promotions. Amen. Your circumstances in life. Victory over all that and more God has for you. Victory over the victory for that team. I ain't gonna tell you who it is though. Victory for that team. There's a game going on there on this weekend. Victory for that team, whether you desire. Amen. In Jesus' name. Victory for that team. And that meant to be by the blessing of God. Victory, amen, for lack of being promoted. For promotion in your life. Amen. Victory for a promotion in your life. Hopefully you've been praying for it. We pray for victory tonight on that promotion, amen. Victory for what God desires, your desire in your life, amen. The good thing in life. Victory for good health. Victory for healing in your life, amen. Victory for that victory report. Wherever it happens to be, we pray for victory tonight for that victory report that God has promised to you that should come to pass in Jesus' name, amen. For such a time as this. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. For he has done marvelously things, amen, great things, praise God, unto his right hand and his arm. God be all the glory, amen. Psalm 90, verse 1. Sing a new song, amen. New song in your heart for victory, for the victory report, for the victory God has put in your life, victory you hope for, victory you have prayed for, victory you stand the gap for. Pray for that to come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. That we believe in that for. Amen. God said, ask, speak, and knock. He said, abide in me as I abide in you. Amen. And his word abide in you. And you ask and seek towards him. He said, he will bring you to pass. You learn to trust in God. No matter where you are, have faith in God. Have trust in God. Because all you take of, you saw that son, must receive faith. Amen. Can provide mighty harvest. Amen. You can trust your great faith. Strong faith. You can turn to a faith, divine faith, amen, like never before in your life and what you're trying to accomplish, amen. Learn to trust God and all of that, and then some more. Almost finished, amen. Number six, we are too close to everlasting peace to allow pearl in our life to turn us around, amen. Someone say, we come this far by faith. Let me get a phone, you're saying, amen. My brother says, my mom. We come this far by faith, amen. You turn around. But there's another song. I'm not going to sing it. But there's another song. He goes this way. He says, oh, what a fellowship. Oh, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Amen. Oh, what a blessedness. Oh, what a peace in mind is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Amen. Leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all along. For life is real. Leaning on Jesus. Amen. Leaning on the everlasting arm. Praise God for that word. Praise God for that song. Amen. That song was about this artist, E.A. Hoffman. Amen. You want to look it up. Praise God. But learn to lean on Jesus in your situation. Lean on Jesus from day to day. Lean on Jesus in prayer. Lean on Jesus in you studying the word of God. Lean on Jesus when you have situations come up that they need some help, some support. You need to be strong in a certain area you might be weak at. Lean on God's word. Lean on his spirit. Lean on his people. Amen. He's supposed to support one another. He's supposed to encourage one another. Amen. He's supposed to uplift one another. Edification. Edify one another in the faith. Amen. Our brother and our sister. Amen. Jesus never fails. No failure in God. Jesus never fails. There's no failure in God. Finisher of our faith from day to day. You can trust. You can rely upon that. Job learned to trust and rely on. So did Abraham, Isaac, Moses. Amen. They were learning to rely on that. Jesus relied on it. So did Mary. So did Esther. Amen. So did Hannah. Amen. The women. So did Sarah. So did my mother, my grandparents. They learned to trust in the things of God. My sister, my brother learned to trust in the things of God. My wife, my son, and daughter. They learned to trust in the things of God from day to day living, from day to day events, from day to day situations going on. They learned to walk and trust in the power of God Almighty. Amen. They learned to do that. We still learn to do that now. Because we change from glory to glory, praise God. From glory to glory, we are changing. We are not the same. Amen. We are changing from day to day. To God be all the glory. That will keep him or her in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Amen. God will keep you in perfect peace. Amen. He's not trying to keep that peace. Jesus said, because you may have life, have it more abundantly, amen, and keep you in that perfect peace from day to day. You keep your mind, your heart on the things of God, amen. And you still believe the word of God, still in the things of God. God will give you peace like no other, amen. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Number 7. We are B-A-B. We are true born-again believers in Christ. Amen. It's who we are. It's how we identify with the things of God. Apostle Paul talked about this. He said, I am fully persuaded. Fully persuaded. All he went through. I am fully persuaded without a doubt in my mind, my heart. Fully persuaded that there's nothing can separate me from the love of God, love of Christ. He wrote most of the New Testament. Nothing can separate me from the things of God. He allowed nothing. All he went through. All the things that He endured, amen. Nothing separated him from the love of God. We need to have the same type of faith in our life, amen, to trust God all the way, amen. Trust, hold on to his promises, be fully persuaded, and stand on God's word from beginning to end. Stand on God's word and believe that Jesus, beginning to the end, he's the Alpha and Omega. And stand on the word of God, amen, no matter what's happening. Stand on his word, stand on his truth, amen. Heaven and earth should pass away. He said, my word should not pass away. Amen. Trust in God's word. Trust in the things of God. And to have a personal relationship with Christ. Amen. And remember that you can trust in him. You can trust in the things of God from morning, noon, and night. And from Genesis to Revelation, God's word is true from beginning to end. Amen. You can stand on God's word. God's word is a powerful word. God's word is a fruitful word. God's word is a binding word. God's word is strength. Amen. God's word is a living word, praise God, hallelujah. God's word is alive and living, amen. We thank God for his word. Learn to stand upon his truth, upon his word, and all things endure. Study the word of God. We got a lot of things today that you can use, all kinds of electronic devices. Study the word of God. There's no truth can't get into the word, to the regular word of God, that word of truth, amen. That word that keep us strong no matter what's going on. In our life, you can keep us strong, keep a strong mind, body, and spirit. Learn to stand, believe, and trust in the word of God, and that was still stronger than ever before. Amen. That stand in his word. Amen. And we thank God for that. We thank God for one thing further here, is to learn to stand on the word of God. Learn to obey the word of God. Learn to know the word of God. And one more word to share with you on tonight. That is Romans 8:28. And we know that not something, the word of God said that all things, no matter what you're going to, all things, as Job, all things work together. And the three Hebrew boys, all things work together That's Moses. All things work together for the good for those who love God, call and go to the presence. All things work together for the good. All things work together for the good. Learn to trust God. Learn to study the word. Learn to have faith in him that all things work together for the good. Amen?
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Too close. Hallelujah. Too close to turn around. Yes, Lord. We have to take on no matter, even if we're in a position like Job was, when a difficulty just can seem to come and compile upon difficulty. Know that you are too close to turn around. Like the man of God shared tonight that resonated in my spirit, he said that you don't need to, don't lean. When you lean, don't lean to your own understanding, but lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ, for he will never fail you. Too close to turn around, praise God. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up. We have right about 8 minutes left in the broadcast. Is there anyone that cares to share in this word tonight, a word of encouragement for the man of God? Have you ever felt like, you know, you were going through difficulties, and sometimes we get to the point that they compile upon one another? And truth be told, there are times when you get ready to throw in the towel. But no matter what, it's like, okay, Lord, I know that you are going to come through for me because you are God, yes, that never fails. So don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And he promises to keep you. He promises to direct your path. He promises that he will never fail. Is there one tonight that would care to share in this topic? We'd like to hear your thoughts. Turn around. Praise God. Hallelujah. Too close to turn around. Call the number 0400. Praise God. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Good evening, Mother Pat. You want to talk
good
about
evening.
Too close to turn around? Good evening.
I'm telling you, when I heard that, too close to turn around, the thing came to my mind is this. If you turn around, and your victory was the next step. What you done done to yourself? Too close to turn around. We done went through so many things, and we know that just like Pastor was saying, we can endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Now, just imagine if you gave up. You gave up, you lose your joy. You lose that that God has for you. It's like you're on the 9th second of the minute, and there he is, and then you go turn around. Now you got to start all over again. Too close, too close to turn around. Don't make those decisions to go back. And then even if you make a decision to go back, just imagine. He say you go to him and you turn around. All those demons gonna go back and get their brothers, their uncles, and everybody else, and come attack. So I say this, and I encourage everybody: stand still, because the answer will be in the next very second. Too close, turn around. Jesus can come back the next second. Too close to turn around. Good word, good word, Pastor Jasper. To encourage the body of Christ. Too close to the victory. Don't turn around. Lean not to your own understanding, but lean on God. Too close.
That's right.
No. And I want to say this. I only got too old to go back. Hey, too old. I'm looking forward to that sound from heaven. Come on up.
Yeah.
Come on up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Too close to turn around. Oh, yeah.
That's
all right. Be encouraged.
Amen.
Don't give up.
Amen.
Don't turn. Stay focused.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Be encouraged. Thank you, Mother Pat, for those encouraging words. That's right. We have to know that we are, no matter what the circumstances may look like, sometimes as it said, the darkest time is right before darkest time of the night is right before the dawning of the day. Too close, weeping may endure for a night, but surely we have a promise that joy will come in the morning. So be encouraged and hang in there. God has got you. He promised he'll never leave you. Heaven and earth will pass away before his word will continue to strive forward in the things of God. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Keep seeking after him. Yes, Lord, we give you the praise because, again, he shall never fail you. Well, we have only about 3 more minutes left in the broadcast, and we don't want to leave without giving the opportunity for salvation. If you're on this line tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, tonight is the night. Hallelujah. Receive him as Lord and Savior. It just takes a simple prayer of saying, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. I realize, Lord Jesus, that you are the Son of the living God, that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And I believe, and I ask you just to come into my heart, take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you pray but that simple prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. The angels of heaven are throwing a party, rejoicing, hallelujah, on your behalf because your name, praise God, has been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, for eternity, never to be erased. And we thank God for you. If you have, reach out to us. We'd love to hear of your decision. Well, we're going to go ahead and close the broadcast out tonight. We pray that you are blessed by that word, too close to turn around. Hold on to it. Keep it close to you for the rest as you are carrying out this week. And no matter what, know that God is still on the throne. You are too close to turn around. And praise God, we give God all the glory and all the praise. We love you and have an awesome week. God bless, and to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful night. God bless. Good night.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever
he'll reign.
Forever
one word, come on everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation. By his stripes,
by his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise His holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why He's awesome. You say, He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know He's been good, you say,
He's holy. Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh.